The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes open?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the man born blind, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, we see, so your sin remains. The Gospel of the Lord. For hundreds and hundreds of years, the church has used these gospel readings and other readings from the Bible to prepare people for baptism, because at Easter, that's the traditional time when people entered the church and were baptized. So these readings are supposed to enlighten us, literally, as to what baptism is all about, what it means, what it gives us, what it does for us. Last week, if you remember, we had the story of the Israelites in the desert who complained because they had no water, and Moses provided water for them. And then in the gospel reading, we had the woman at the well, and Jesus tells her, if you believe in me, I can give you life-giving water. And she comes to believe that he is, in fact, the Christ, the Messiah. That's baptism. That's what baptism does. It opens us up to the reality of who Jesus is. It's an inpouring, an indwelling of the Holy Spirit so that we can see the light. So if we're blind spiritually, we're able to see the truth. And we have that same theme in today's readings. We have the Holy Spirit, for example, in that first reading, coming upon David. He is chosen by God. He is anointed by the prophet Samuel. And as we're told, the Holy Spirit came upon him, rushed upon him, and stayed with him. Well, that's what happens to us in baptism. And then we have the reading from the gospel where the man born blind is anointed with mud and saliva by Jesus, and he regains his sight. Now, what a wonderful miracle for this man. He was born blind, never saw anything, and then Jesus cures him. Well, again, this is an image of baptism. That's what baptism does for us. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we are freed from original sin. We're able to participate in the life of God. We are able to see the light. We are enlightened by the sacraments, all of the sacraments, not just baptism. But baptism is the beginning. So you and I are called to remember that when we were baptized, we were enlightened by Christ. We were immersed into his death and resurrection. We were stamped with the image of Jesus Christ, and we were called to be another Christ in the world. And Jesus said in the gospel today that he is the light of the world. So as he was on this earth, he was the light. But we too are the light of the world through baptism, because we have been illuminated through the Holy Spirit. We have been enlightened by God so that we can let the light of Christ shine through our words and deeds and so attract other people. And we're called to do what Jesus did, to go out and enlighten other people, to heal people who are blind, spiritually, physically, however they might be blind. We're called to do all the things Jesus did, to feed people, to raise people from the dead, because we are enlightened by God. We have been given the Holy Spirit. We have been empowered with fantastic power to go forth and do the will of God. So as we pray for those people who are in the catechumenate, that is people preparing to be baptized at Easter, we're supposed to be journeying with them, supporting them, praying for them, but also remembering our own baptisms, whether it happened as a child, maybe we don't remember the day, but we remember that we were baptized, or whenever we were baptized, to remember that we were empowered by God to do great things in the world. And so Lent in particular is a time to remember what began in baptism and to ask ourselves, are we letting the light of Christ shine in our lives? Do we see things clearly? Do we see the light and do we follow the light, or have we gotten off the path? Have we clouded our vision in some way through sin, through evil? Have we done what we're called to do to make sure that we can see and do the good? Do we need to go to confession to admit to our sinfulness, to say, Lord, I have sinned, I have gone the wrong way, I wish to be forgiven and to be reconciled? Because God gives us chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity to make sure that we are cleansed of sin so that we can be the light of Christ that we were called to be. Now, this Tuesday, we have our day of penance. Throughout the diocese, every parish will have confessions from 12:30 to 7:30. Opportunity to stop in at some point and to go to confession as a way of saying to the Lord, Lord, I am a sinner. I have sinned in this way. I wish to be forgiven and reconciled to you and to the community so that I can clean my life, so I can be a better conduit, a better way of showing your light in the world. Because it's not just about us. We're here, literally, not to serve just ourselves and one another, but to serve everybody outside these doors. And there are many people who are blind out there, physically blind, spiritually blind, in many ways blind, and they're waiting for someone to come and free them from that blindness. Who's going to do it? Well, that's our job. We're supposed to be doing that. So the better we are able to see the good, do the good, and make sure that we avoid evil or repent of the evil that we've done, the better we are going to show that light of Christ when we go out into the world. And that means doing what Jesus did, not sitting comfortably in our homes and enjoying our nice, comfortable middle-class lives, but rather being concerned for those who do not see Christ in their lives, who do not have the light of Christ, who are blind in some way and want to be cured of that blindness. And we all have that power to do that. In our own way, we have the power, again, because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we have been empowered to go forth and cure people of their blindness, every one of us. So we're called to remember our baptisms and the beginning of our faith in Jesus Christ and how we were enlightened, how we were purified by Christ. And hopefully we're going to be so grateful for that, that we will want to share that gift of enlightenment, of purification with other people. So there are already thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the world preparing for baptism at Easter, but there are many, many more out there who have not even begun the journey and are waiting for one of us to live up to our baptismal commitments to go forth and proclaim the gospel to them, to bring the light of Christ to them. So we're all a light of Christ through baptism. Think of that. God trusts us. He has empowered us with his power to go forth and bring the saving, freeing, healing news of the gospel to everyone. But it's up to us to decide how we're going to do that, how we're going to take that light that we've been given and share it with others, to shine it in the darkness. Those who are lost, those who are in despair, give them the hope of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world and who wants us to participate in his work in being a light to the world.